USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA and the CDC will stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well as they investigate safety issues. Six recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. One woman died and a second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized in critical condition. In the United States alone, 300 to 600,000 people a year develop blood clots, and it's unclear if the vaccine caused the ailment. Japanese officials plan to release more than 264 million gallons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean over a period of decades as part of an effort to dispose of waste resulting from the 2011 Fukushima nuclear disaster. The release will begin in 2 years. An armed student has died in the shooting with police on Monday in Knoxville, Tennessee. The Knoxville Police Department said officers responded to reports of a possibly armed male suspect about 3:15 p.m. local time at the school. No other students were harmed. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an Iran nuclear deal update with Dan Araki.
Talks are set to resume in Vienna between the U.S., Iran, and several other parties to try to return to the terms of the 2015 nuclear agreement reached under former President Obama. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that returning to that deal would be a regression in Middle East policy. He tells Fox News that the efforts of the Trump administration for Middle East peace would be undone by a new deal with Iran.
Their theory of the case back in 2013, 14, and 15 was that if we don't take this deal, this deal that guarantees the pathway to a nuclear weapon, then we'll be a war. And of course, we proved just the opposite, right? Secretary Kerry had said you can't get peace without solving the Palestinian problem. We demonstrated that wasn't true. We were realistic about the world. We engaged diplomatic across a broad spectrum when we brought these Gulf states together with the Israelis for a security arrangement that benefits Americans all across the country. To go back to that deal would be an enormous regression and an enormous increase in the risk to the United States of America.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Rest in peace to the Google Shopping app, as it was confirmed to be on the way out. After 19 months, Google says within the next few weeks, they'll no longer be supporting the shopping app. Critics say it was unclear why a user would download an app that's exclusively showing ads. Dale Earnhardt Jr. said NASCAR's upcoming next-gen race car forced Junior Motorsports to have the conversation about if moving to the Cup Series could be in the future for the organization.
Josh would absolutely be a driver that I'd look at if we were going to build a Cup program. But, you know, those are – I'm just trying to get us into a full-time Xfinity program with Josh. I'm just trying to get him into the Xfinity Series program where he can continue to prove himself. And if Cup Series is in our future, you know, maybe Josh is the driver that helps us make that happen. But that's thinking pretty big all around. But we used to say never going into the Cup Series. We love where we're at, and Xfinity Series is a great series to have a lot of fun in. You had days like today, in the Xfinity Series. And we've got a great business model for that. But the new car certainly the new car forced us to sit down and have a conversation about whether we were missing an opportunity, I guess, to go into the Cup Series in the future.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.